Our 10-minute speaker is Britt E. from Redondo Beach.
Hi, my name is Britt. I'm a recovered alcoholic. I wouldn't be standing here in this room speaking to you without you people, actually, you know, AA, a higher power and sponsorship. So 10 minutes is not a very long time for me to share my experience, strength, and hope, but here we go. So I had my first drink when I was 17, and it was a mimosa, became 8 mimosas, and then it was the best shower I ever took my entire life. After that, I didn't actually delve into drinking until I was 21, you know, of age, wanted to do the right thing. And so any excuse I could have to drink, let's play drinking games, anything. It started out as fun and games, started out as a moderate drinker, and what our literature says on page 20, moderate drinker, going into hard drinker, and then the real alcoholic, which I am today. So then 2 days before my 22nd birthday, I crashed my car while driving in a blackout, and I said, you know, I got to do something. I can't keep doing this anymore. So I just removed alcohol from my life, but I didn't do anything to change it. I didn't have a solution like I have today. So I just was basically a dry drunk. Nothing changed about my behavior, my life. And a few years later, I picked it back up, and the same thing happened. It was like I had never stopped drinking. Shortly thereafter, I had a suicide attempt 6 years prior to my AA birthday. So that's kind of a comedy thing for me to have God have my sobriety date 6 years after I tried to end my life. And then, you know, again, I just removed alcohol from my life. Nothing changed. I joined the military at 26. 3.5 years later is when I finally got this thing. And every time I'd go into port, it was like, let's go ahead and tie one on. Let's tie a bunch on and let's go back to the ship and have to be carried up the brow or be belligerent to my superiors. And it started catching up with me. I had a history of ARIs. And alcohol did for me what I couldn't do for myself. You know, it helped me cope with my childhood sexual abuse. It helped me cope with my military sexual trauma. It helped me cope with my sexuality and helped me be comfortable in my own skin because I was raised in a Judeo-Christian household where you're not supposed to like the same sex. And so why am I feeling this way? So I tried to pray away the gay for years. That didn't work. And so I ended up actually meeting my wife in an AA meeting in, when I moved up to Everett, Washington. We 13-stepped each other, and we've been married for 4.5 years. Well, so let me go back to actually coming into these rooms. So I said I wanted the help. I kept saying, like, I don't want to do this anymore. Finally, my chain of command heard me, and I went to a program that some of you might have heard of called SARP. They have two residential facilities, one's in Portsmouth, Virginia, where I went, and one is out here in San Diego. So I went reluctantly, you know, drugged to these meetings. Why would I want to be in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous on a Saturday night? I mean, what kind of a life is that? And then I would be looking around the room and see people that were relatively older than myself, and I'd be like, do I have to do this for the rest of my life? And I started to hear things that were similar to my own story. I started to listen to the similarities, not the differences, and I started to want what you had. So I got a sponsor, and I delved into the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I started working these steps. And I had like a limited time to work these steps because I had orders from Norfolk, Virginia, where my whole support system was, to Everett, Washington, where I knew no one. And so my sponsor's like, we got to work you through these steps. So we did all these steps in a matter of 7.5 months, you know, and she's got me praying on my knees in a Starbucks, the third step prayer, like, why would she have me do that? But I wanted what she had, right? So I did what she did. And I had this little inkling tell me, you know, you could go back to doing what you were doing before Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, you're going to go where no one knows you. And so you could probably do that again. And God had another plan. I ended up meeting another alcoholic after a meeting. We ended up speaking for 2 hours. He gave me two women's numbers up in Everett. And when I got there, I hit them up, got plugged into the program, and then I found out I was going to be deploying for at least 8 months. And I was like, how am I going to stay sober? So I started a meeting on the ship. And I helped other people because I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it on my own, you know. I couldn't do it on my own before. I couldn't do it on my own before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. I couldn't do anything on my own. It's a we program, right? So started the meeting, and then we ended up getting extended for 2 months. So for 10 months, I was there underway with only like 5 port visits the entire time. So that's like 5 times stepping on land in a matter of 10 months. And that's the only thing that kept me sane was that meeting. So flash forward, I ended up leading that meeting for 2 years, got orders down here to San Diego to get on board the USS Carl Vinson, and later found out about a special program where I could give back, and that is being a SARP counselor. So I put in for it, got the orders, and I've been a SARP counselor for two years now. So my sobriety date is February 3rd, 2012. If you're new or you're just coming back, I recommend getting a big book, getting a sponsor, doing what your sponsor tells you to do. You know, I was listening to a speaker tape. It's actually a podcast called Sobercast. And the guy was saying, my sponsor told me he wanted me to shave my mustache off. And I didn't understand why. And I had that mustache for 15 years. And he's saying that his sponsor doesn't care about his damn mustache. He cares that if he can listen to what he wants him to do. Because when it came to the work, if he was going to ask him to work these steps and give him direction, if he can't shave his mustache off, then is he going to actually follow these suggestions that he gives him, right? That's the craziness of this whole thing. So I'll go to any lengths to stay sober today. I reach out my hand as much as I can to other AAs and try to carry the message to the best of my ability and practice these principles in all my affairs. I really appreciate Brian asking me to speak, and I hope that you guys heard something that'll help you keep coming back. Thank you.